These guys at the GCRN would make great Green Lantern Corps members. Seriously. Who are these guys?
You're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips. Today, I'd like to welcome to the program Mark Henson, author of Ordinary Superheroes Unleash the Full Potential of Your Most Natural Talents. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks, Steven. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here, even though I don't have like a really cool, fun handle like you do. I need like a Megatron kind of handle.
Yeah, it's an old handle, but it's one that I've found is difficult to break at this point in time.
I did have a nickname. I had a friend of mine in junior high school used to watch Johnny Sacco and his giant robot. Old Japanese film, and he nicknamed everyone in our group different things, and mine was the only one that stuck all through middle school and partly through high school, but that fell off a long time ago.
Yeah, mine came along. I used to run a Transformers website, and then I actually started podcasting with Transformers, so it was kind of a name that's stuck.
Gotcha.
So. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Mark, so that the listeners get kind of a general idea about you.
Sure. Yeah, I live in Columbus, Ohio. I run a business called Sparkspace, which is a unique and creative and award-winning business meeting and retreat space in downtown Columbus, Ohio. So my day job is to run business meetings and help corporate business teams have their best meeting ever every single day. And we have this very fun, cool, creative space that they get to come and have meetings in and do workshops and seminars and all of that kind of stuff. So that's what I do during the day with a whole team of people that I work with there. And then I also write books and I speak and I conduct workshops helping people discover their superpowers, helping them discover what are those most powerful strengths that they bring to the table every day, whether they know what those are or not. My sort of mission in life is to help people discover what those are and then actively seek out ways to use those more proactively. So that's what I've been doing a lot for the last couple of years, in addition to running my day job business as well.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, I noticed that you also were from Michigan originally.
I am. I said you're from the Flushing area, is that right?
Yep, which is kind of close to Flint.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm originally from Ann Arbor, and just outside of Ann Arbor, a little town called Chelsea. Most famous for where the actor Jeff Daniels lives now. He grew up there as well. He's way more famous than I am, though.
Yeah, yeah. He's one of our bigger known names from Michigan, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So I see also that you've done a number of things from radio to writing to speaking. And so what prompted you to write your book and kind of what was your thoughts behind it?
Well, it was kind of a long journey. You know, people ask me all the time, how long did it take you to write the book? And I always tell them 50 years because it came about after, you know, being in life for a while and starting a business and creating something from the ground up like that and working very hard in a business for a long time. I actually used a lot of what would be considered my superpowers as I built my business over the span of about 10 years. And I absolutely loved it, had a great time. The first 10 years of my business really flew by. And after that point, you know, I reached about 10 years in, I thought the business had reached a level of kind of sustainable success, I guess. And I knew that it needed something different than what I was providing because I was a builder creator type. And so I hired a business coach. And at the time, the business coach asked me, he said, hey, what's your mission in life right now? And I told him, I said, it's the same thing it's always been. It's to build Sparkspace, my business. And we were sitting in Sparkspace at the time. And he looked around. He said, looks to me like it's built. What's your mission now? And I was kind of dumbfounded by that question because I never thought there was anything else besides building this business. And he was absolutely right to ask me the question. And unfortunately, I think I answered the question the wrong way. Because I stepped back and I thought about it and I thought, what does the business need right now? And at that time, I thought it needed this administrator manager kind of person. So I decided that's who I'd become. I'd become the administrator manager and I'd really make this thing hum along and be profitable and all that stuff. And we definitely needed that role, but I was the wrong person to fill it. But I stayed in it for like 7 years too long. And we did. Yeah, we did well. You know, like I went to work every day. Everything seemed to be okay. But kind of inside, slowly, I was dying a little bit every single day because I was not in alignment with what I am wired to do. But I kept kind of going in every day doing this other role when what I really should have done is hired somebody to do that and continued to build and create things. So I reached this point where I was ready to just quit. I was ready to shut down my business. I was ready to walk away. I was really depressed, and I didn't know what to do. And so for lack of a better thing to do, I kind of followed the advice of another business coaching program that I was in at the time, which was to really just focus on what you do best and try to let go of everything else. And I did that, and I focused on my core skills, which are exploring new things and simplifying stuff and communicating through writing and speaking. And I started focusing on those and life started to get better. I started to kind of engage again. I started to come out of that fog and that depression just a little bit. And then I layered in some counseling on top of that. So I sought out a professional counselor who helped me kind of get rid of a lot of that fog and the depression part. But I kept working on focusing on what I do best, focusing on using what I call my ordinary superpowers. Those things that seem very mundane and ordinary to me because I just do them all the time, but it's where I contribute the best. It's how I have the most impact. And so I saw what that did in my life. And like a lot of people who've written books about all kinds of topics, I decided that, you know, that worked for me and maybe that would work for some other people too, who might be struggling to figure out what they really should be doing, or they feel like they're on the wrong path, or they feel like they've gotten into a career that doesn't really fit them, but they don't know how to get it out of it. So I wrote this guide based on my journey, basically, of how I kind of pulled myself off the wrong path and back onto the right path. So that's a long-winded answer, but to tell you where the book came from.
No, that's definitely awesome. Just kind of seeing what the process was going into it and kind of how it evolved into what you have now.
Which is awesome. And the book has done well, and it continues to do well. It kind of keeps getting momentum as time goes by. It came out almost 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years this spring. I just continue to push it out there, and I do workshops based around it. I continue to write. I continue to spread the word, and so far so good. And I love to hear messages of people that have kind of rediscovered or fanned that flame for themselves, and they've, you know, really kind of reignited that spark for life again. And that was the whole point.
So what are some things that you kind of feel that people are missing with their own discoveries that they've been able to kind of unleash through your book?
I think the main reason people connect to it and do the work is because they feel out of alignment in some way. They feel like there's something, you know, even something wrong, like, but they just don't know what it is. And part of the reason they do that is because we've been programmed our whole lives to follow these pathways that have been laid out in front of us. We go through school, right? We follow that path. And then we get out of school and we get into a job and we look around and we say, what's the path to success in this job or this career or this field? And so it's already been predefined. So we hop on that path and we kind of walk our way through that path, whether we're really suited to be on that path or not. We feel like we've committed all this time and energy and money and education and whatever, so that we need to continue to pursue that because we've already sort of sunk all that cost into it. We better see it through. Well, that just leads to a ton of unhappiness for people. That's why people work for, you know, 15, 20 years sometimes and then wake up one day and say, you know, all I ever really wanted to do was run a hardware store. What am I doing in a corporate bank? And then they have this midlife crisis and they try to blow everything up and start all over. I'm trying to help people avoid having too much of a midlife crisis I don't think having a midlife crisis or an early life crisis or a quarter life crisis or anything like that is actually a bad thing. But I think you can navigate it without having to blow your whole life up by just tweaking a few things and identifying a few things like your superpowers and then figuring out how to use those more to get back on the right path for you.
Yeah, definitely. I like myself, I recently have had to kind of reevaluate things and kind of decide what direction I want to go in with things. And it's definitely challenging, especially getting out of like a kind of self-induced funk of just not knowing where you're going.
Yeah, so, it's the worst feeling in the world because you don't know how to help yourself.
No, and that's the most difficult part, and that's kind of because, like you mentioned, we're all programmed to go in this certain direction, and if we deviate from it, we're just kind of lost.
Right. And it feels like it's the right thing to do because it's so clearly defined. Like in my case, it was so clear that I should put myself into that role of administrator, manager of my business because it needed it. But it wasn't. I was the wrong person to fill that role. And that happens in a lot of different careers. One of my previous careers was working in a design firm where the path there to success was do whatever it was that you did, which was I was a copywriter, but we had graphic designers, we had industrial designers, we had researchers and all kinds of people. But the only real path to success was then become a project manager in your area and then become a department head and then eventually a vice president. Well, most people aren't wired to do that. So how do you succeed in life and try to feel like you're moving forward and accomplishing anything new and different if that path is already sort of clearly laid out for you like that? There's no other way to do it in many cases, unless you just say, you know what, I just need to put my head down and do what I do best and really enjoy it, really kind of be present with it, be in the moment with it. And I believe good things happen when you do that. I think people tend to succeed. They tend to find roles and jobs that pay them better. I find that they find roles and jobs that are far more fulfilling if they line up with what you're sort of wired to do instead of what you think you should do because that's what success is supposed to look like.
Definitely. So I also noticed that you do a lot of speaking, whether it's at conferences or retreats. How do you approach this and tie it into superheroing their lives, as it were?
I kind of preach on a larger message of living a superpowered life, which has to do with, you know, first of all, identifying what your superpowers are and then being proactive about putting those into use, but also looking around the rest of your life of, you know, what does a superpowered life mean to you? And it's a little bit different for everybody. And I think that's where some of the work that I do differs from maybe some of the other more formulaic type ways of trying to go through self-help or increase your life in some way. I believe that, you know, your values, the things that you love, the things that light you up are probably different than mine. So you have to identify what those are for yourself and then figure out ways to pursue those. You know, for me, family, faith, work, career, my business, those types of things are really super important to me. Connection with friends, maintaining my energy so that I have enough energy to do all the things that I want to do. All of those things for me are what help define a superpowered life. When I get to do those things at the level that I like to do them, then that's what I consider to be a superpowered life. Other people are very career minded or very family minded or very, you know, they have a variety of other interests and passions that they want to pursue. And that's great. I think you should. I think you should figure out ways to do as much of that as you can and let go of all the other stuff as much as you possibly can without letting your life crash and burn. The way I was saying, somebody still has to mow the lawn and do the dishes, right? So
yeah.
You can't let go of everything, but you know, you can certainly focus your life and make it the way that you want to be. So that's a lot of the stuff that I talk about and I encourage through my workshops and my speaking as well.
So with this, is this like an all day thing or is it like a periodically scheduled event that you run?
I have a couple of different things. Like I, like you mentioned, I speak at conferences and those types of things where I'm invited to come and be a part of someone else's day. But then I also host my own retreats. Since I have a retreat space that I own, it makes it very convenient to host my own retreats. And I do those several times throughout the year at my business as well. And I invite people. Actually, we get people from all over that come to those. A lot of Columbus, Ohio people, because that's where we were based. But we get people from all over. And those are generally full day. I consider a full day retreat to be about 6 hours long. And like the one about superpowers that we do is called the Superpower Summit. And we do a deep dive, and we make sure everybody really clearly defines and articulates what their superpowers are. And then we look for ways that they can activate those powers and find new places where they might be able to use those powers. We talk about what their kryptonite may be and what keeps them from using their powers. We talk about how to expand their powers, how to multiply their powers by defining what your powers are, but then defining what other powers you might need to achieve bigger and better missions in your life. And I jokingly call that like gathering together your set of super friends, you know, or your own private justice league, because that's what happens there is all the different members of the Justice League, they all have different powers and different personalities and different passions. But when they come together, then they can, you know, they can achieve even bigger things. So that's the way that we have to achieve bigger things in life, too, is by partnering up and finding other resources to complement our own.
Definitely. Yeah. Networking with other people is definitely a great thing to have and having that support base.
Yeah. That was a lesson that took me a long time to learn because I'm kind of a lone wolf. You know, I was in radio for a reason because I got to work by myself a lot because I like to be by myself and I like to create by myself. But I realized at some point, like, you can only build so much on your own. And if you want to build anything bigger than kind of just a little world or a little house around you, you're going to have to reach out. You're going to have to connect with other people and enroll them in what your vision is, enroll them in what you want to do, and also participate in their visions and their dreams and help them build their lives. I think that's one of the most exciting things about connecting with other people is how can I help them? It's not just all about like, what can I do and how can you help me? But, you know, what can I do for you? What are your dreams? How can I help build your business? That's fun for me. I love doing that. But I have to force myself out to do it because, like I said, I'm an introvert, I'm a lone wolf, and you know, I have to fight against that all the time.
I'm kind of in the same boat with being introverted and kind of creating things on my own and not really getting out of the box too much. So that's a realization that I've come to recently, knowing that I kind of need to step out of that comfort box every now and again to kind of, you know, meet new people, kind of network and just not only help myself grow, but help others grow as well in the same journey.
Yeah. And what do you have any red flags as like when you know you're like, I've been kind of head down lone wolf a little bit too long? Is it just a feeling for you? Or are there like red flags or signals or anything that you've noticed?
It's kind of like, I don't know, like a weird feeling that I just am feeling kind of secluded and alone. And I'm like, maybe I should kind of branch out and talk to people for a while, you know, because it feels like, you know, I'm stuck in the Batcave by myself. And then I'm not allowing anybody else to come to the party, you know, kind of like how Batman does with the Justice League. And so, you know, I have to realize that, you know, it is okay to invite the others to join me on my journey.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, I mean, you and I sound kind of similar that, you know, we're introverted. That doesn't mean we don't like people. You know, I love people. I'm very social. I just get my energy from being alone and creating alone more than I do being around other people. And when I find when I force myself out and I partner up with other people and I team up and I feel that collaboration happen, like that's really cool. And that is a reminder to me, like every time I do that, I'm like, oh, I want to do this more. So I have to sort of proactively push myself to do it. But when I do it, I love it.
Yeah, I realized the same thing when I actually got to host a trivia part of a local convention at a science center on Star Trek earlier this year. And I'd never done like any kind of public speaking or being in the front of anybody, aside from the microphone aspect. And so that was really jarring for me, considering public speaking as, in school was, the one thing I was 100% against. And so
you've started a podcast.
Yeah. So I started a podcast from the comfort of my own, you know, extra room in my house. And so it made it so much easier to talk and not have to have people in front of me. And then, you know, to get thrust in that situation of where I was asked to do it. And I gladly took on the challenge, and then I actually grew to enjoy it. And now I'm kind of looking forward to, you know, what else can I get involved with and do this with. So it's definitely telling.
Well, and you know, one of the questions I get about superpowers a lot is, are these things that we're just born with, you know, or are they developed along the way? And you mentioned, like, I don't know if speaking is a superpower for you, but maybe it is. And sometimes I think that our superpowers are sort of dormant, or they've laid dormant since we were kids or something. And something comes along that says, hey, let's throw Steven up in front of a crowd and have him speak and see what he does. You get up there, you love it, you have passion for it, you find you have a talent for it, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, like, you know, maybe I have a power in this area that I wasn't even aware of. So I love to encourage people, like, when you do something new that kind of lights you up, there's things that light you up because they're new and novel. And I think as human beings, we always love new and novel things. But when it gets beyond that, like once the novelty has worn off and it's still lighting you up, it's still kind of keeping that spark alive for you, then I think that's a really good sign that, hey, investigate that more. There's something about that. Maybe there's a superpower within that for you. Maybe it's not public speaking, but it's about connecting or sharing ideas. Or maybe it's about the sheer act of prepping and organizing and doing the research that it takes to do an effective presentation. That's the part you really love. So it can be a lot of different things, but pay attention. Anytime something kind of lights you up like that, you know, I always think it's worth further investigation to see if there might be a power in there somewhere.
That's definitely great advice to hear. So what other projects do you have, if any, coming up in the next few months?
We just expanded our space, so we're still working on that. We've launched a whole new room, our largest room to date. So we have actually 6 different conference rooms in our space where people can gather and do their thing. So that's still kind of part of our project list. And we're launching a couple of new workshops this year that will complement the work that we do with the superpowers. One of them is about creating a culture of crazy good service in your organization, both internally and externally. So that applies to traditional customer service related type people, but also to anyone who serves anybody. And that even, you know, is like how you serve your family, how you serve your community, how you serve your friends. What kind of philosophy and attitude is going to help you really, you know, be that kind of person who is just of service to other people in an extraordinary way? So I'm excited about launching that. That's going to be really fun, and we're getting that off the ground right now. And then I have another workshop that we're gonna push out a little bit more towards spring, and it's called The Secrets of Greener Grass, which is about how to create greener grass right where you are. Because one of the things that has been on my radar for a long time is this statistic that says anywhere between 50 and 80% of the workforce in the United States is dissatisfied with their job, actively disengaged with their job, or even actively seeking another job at any given time. Up to 80%.
Wow.
Of the workforce. And that just is mind-boggling, and it just makes me want to do something about it. So I created a workshop about how do you take control of your life, of your work, of your career without having to change jobs to do it. Now, sometimes you have to, right? Sometimes you got to jump the fence and go somewhere else because the grass truly is greener. But more often than not, it's just, you know, same grass, different field, you know, surrounded by a whole bunch of other cows that are just like the cows you just left. So We use this metaphor of creating greener grass, and how do you do that in real life, like watering and fertilizing and making sure you take care of the weeds and all of that. We take that metaphor and we apply it to the workplace. How do you create a culture of full of greener grass right where you are? And every single person has power to do that. It's not just leadership. It's not just the bosses or the owners of a company or the managers or the CEO. It's every single employee has some ability to water the grass right around them and make it as green as possible. And I'm a big believer in ripple effect. I think when one person makes a difference and a change and creates that kind of space around them, other people want to do it too. It's contagious. So that's the kind of stuff I love to share. That's the thing. Those are the things I'm working on. And those two workshops, I think, could eventually turn into my next couple of books as well, because I think they have that much meat to them that we could create some share-worthy content out of it in book form.
That's definitely awesome to hear, and very great to have these positive influences that are able to help people navigate their life.
Yeah, and it's fun when you see people actually do it. You know, I talk to so many people who they hear the message, it goes in one ear out the other, and they might get a few good things out of it. But once in a while, I find somebody that just latches onto it, does the stuff that we talk about, and it works for them like gangbusters, and it changes their life. Like I have this friend, Marianne, who came through one of my workshops, and she went through, discovered her superpowers, realized that she wasn't aligned in her job and her career with what she really was good at doing and what was passionate about doing, and she decided that she was going to have to leave her job. And the very next day, so our workshop was on a Friday. She went on into work on Monday, and she got let go. And it was the best blessing in disguise, because it took about 6 months, but she really was looking for a job that would really line up with her superpowers. And she finally found one. She's a connector. She's a community builder. She loves to raise money for things. And she ended up getting a job at this beautiful theater in this small town just outside of Columbus that's been restored. And so they have to do all this fundraising. It's actually set up as a nonprofit, but they bring in all these big acts to play there and kind of Broadway-type shows and all kinds of stuff. And she's just having the time of her life in a job that is absolutely perfectly suited for her. And that is the kind of stuff, I mean, I just love to see when that happens to people. And so that's why I keep doing what I do.
Awesome. That's definitely inspiring to hear. So how can the listeners get a hold of you and find out more about you online? And of course, I'll post these in the episode as well on the show notes. But
Best place is my website, and that's markhenson.me. It's markhenson.me. You can also reach it if you type in asuperpoweredlife.com. That will get you to the same site. I wish I could say I had a Facebook page and Twitter and all of that, but I don't. I actually quit all social media except for LinkedIn about 3 months ago. I deleted all of my accounts and just went off the grid. There's a whole another story behind that of how life has been different because of that. So it's a little harder to connect with me and find me that way. But I have a great blog on my website, and I love to stay connected with people there. And I've been surprised at how many people I've been able to stay connected to without actually being on social media. So,
yeah, and it's probably a thing for the best, honestly, with having, you know, wanted to keep positivity going. So
that's the main reason I did it, is I just found myself really playing the comparison game a lot and just not being very happy and always feeling like I had to do more and I wasn't doing enough or I wasn't being enough or my life wasn't as good as everybody else's. And I just decided to quit it all one day, and I've honestly been happier ever since.
And if people want to hear more about that, I know that there's a blog post covering part of that on your website
too. There is, and an ongoing series, basically. I've committed to sort of writing every month or two of, like, how's it going, life without social media, because that is, everybody's super curious about it now.
I think that'll be something that eventually catches on too.
Without a doubt. I mean, it's already starting to happen. Like, the number of people that have come out of the woodwork when I said I was quitting social media who told me, oh, yeah, my husband and I quit, 6 months ago, and it's the best thing we've ever done. And just lots of people I just assumed were on social media, but they're not. And they're happy.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank you, Mark, for taking the time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us here on Altered Geek.
I appreciate it, Steven. This has been fun, and thank you for helping me share this story and share this message.
No problem, no problem. So until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.